Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Patriots with their first of three straight home games right here at Gillette Stadium, and it all starts on Sunday with the Jets. First thing you have to worry about, obviously, with this New York team is turnovers. They force a lot of them, 15 of them so far in just five games, a big contrast to what they've done in the past. The Patriots have to protect the football, and to me, when you talk about protecting the football, it starts up front, and this is a big concern for me because the Patriots are banged up on that offensive line. They're already without Brian Stork and Nate Solder. We know that. Shaq Mason did not practice a lot during the course of the week. He could be missing this game as well, and we know the Jets' strength is up front. Sheldon Richardson is back. Muhammad Wilkerson is one of the best in the league. They got rookie Leonard Williams playing very well. Damian Harrison, this is a matchup to be concerned with. The Patriots are going to have to be on their toes and protect the football. All right, moving the matchups over to the defensive side for the Patriots, it's going to be all about stopping the run. We know the Jets are going to run the football. Chris Ivory has been as productive as any running back in the league. Good, solid speed-power combination, the kind of guy that's given the Patriots trouble. And really, the Patriots have had trouble stopping the run so far this year, averaging almost 5 yards allowed per carry. Very un-Bill Belichick-like. That's not the way they generally play defense. They're going to have to be better. They're starting to get some contributions up front from different guys. Alan Branch showed up last week. Dominic Easley showed up last week. Malcolm Brown has really come on, the rookie first-round pick. So the Patriots are going to need to improve up front, because if you let the Jets dictate the way the game is played on the ground, it could be a long day. For the Patriots offensively, if they can protect the football, I just don't see any way the Jets can prevent the ball from getting in the hands of Rob Gronkowski. I know this is my crutch every week. It's a matchup the Patriots can't lose. He is an unstoppable force. This is how I think the Patriots are going to move the football. I think it's going to be a combination of Gronkowski down the seam and maybe Deion Lewis out of the backfield. I don't think the Jets, as great as Darrelle Revis is and as great as that secondary has been, I don't think they have an answer for every one of these matchups. Gronkowski is the guy. I think the Patriots do a good enough job stopping the run, and they find a way to get out of here with a hard-fought 27-20 victory over the hated New York Jets.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.